This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's Gillespie taking on Pawnee, but when this one's over, we've got one more for you. It'll be boys basketball coming your way after this game, as Litchfield will be taking on Lincolnwood, anticipating our broadcast time at about 9 o'clock tonight. If you were expecting to hear Hillsboro and Southwestern at this time, they're over on our sister station, WAOX 105.3, The Ox. Tim Mize has the call of that one. Marquette and Staunton should be completed. Hillsboro and Southwestern should be getting underway just as we are about ready to get underway here. The Pawnee Indians will start Whitney Pascoe, Avery Kern, Hannah Adcock, Allison Baker, and Paige Langheim. The Gillespie Miners will counter with Macy Halpin, a 5'1 senior, Riley Jarman, a 5'9 junior, Paige Niemeyer, a 5'9 senior, Abby Barber, a 5'10 senior, and Mackenzie Mix, a 5'9 sophomore. Hannah Adcock will be jumping against Barber. So it'll be 5'11 against 5'10, and Pawnee will win the tip. Whitney Pascoe with the ball over on the right wing. They'll swing the ball back the other way to Kern. Kern kicks it out on the wing, and she'll give it off to Langheim. Langheim looking to go inside, and there the Miners come away with a steal. It'll be on the dribble, Riley Jarman. She'll pick that dribble up and give to Paige Niemeyer. Niemeyer back over on the wing, dishes it to Jarman. Jarman with a couple of dribbles, she'll swing around. Now the ball goes inside and up by Niemeyer off the glass. No, this one rolls around and won't go down. Saw her the other night where she had a rough night shooting. The game before, she'd hit 30 points, so very capable score, Paige Niemeyer, but the first one doesn't fall. I guarantee you several will before the night's over. It's going to be a double dribble call on Pawnee, so that'll be their second turnover of the night. Gives the ball back to the Miners. Halpin, a 5'1 senior, brings it down on the dribble with the left hand. Now she'll roll to the right. Kick it over on the wing for Mix. Mix goes inside, and the shot is up, and it's good by Riley Jarman. Jarman averaging about 7 points a game. She gets the Miners on the board, and that's the way we get things started. It is Langheim with the ball. Now they'll try the pass into the corner and overthrow the intended receiver, Tom Brady. No, that was last night. Whitney Pascoe couldn't come up with that one. Turnover number 3 on Pawnee. Back the other way come the Miners as they have played 90 seconds, and they've picked up a 2-0 lead. Barber with the ball, kicks it inside to Jarman. She'll stop from the elbow and shoot, misses her shot, gets her rebound, takes it strong to the hole, and she'll go to the free throw line as she draws the foul. This one will go against Pawnee's Avery Kern. Avery, a 5'8 junior. His free throw is up and rolls off the edge of the rim for Jarman. She'll get another one. Riley's shooting about 60% from the charity stripe. She'll eye the second one. She'll try the second one. She'll buy the second one. 3 points for Jarman, and that's a 3-0 minor lead. They'll come out a little three-quarter court press. The Indians will break the press and get the ball to Kern. And now back up top to Pascoe. Baseline jumper's no good. However, the Indians come up with the rebound. Adcock has it. She'll swing it back up top. Looking to create a little space there is Langheim. She got away with it. Now 3-point shots up. Little long, little strong, goes out of bounds. As Adcock says, maybe I should have recoiled on that one a little bit more. Little long, little strong, out of bounds to the Miners. Whitney Pascoe, little 5'5 senior, out there on top against Halpin, who spins and drives to the hole. Her shot won't go. However, the Miners come away with the rebound. Off to Niemeyer. She'll kick it over to Mix. Her shot's up and good. Good ball movement there all the way around the perimeter. Found Mix over on the right side at about 14 feet. And McKenzie, the 5'9 sophomore, comes up with the bucket to make it 5-0 in favor of GHS. With the ball is Adcock. She'll swing around to the other side. They'll lose control. Halpin comes away with it. She'll go coast to coast, off the glass, and good. Macy Halpin gets the steal, and she gets the two, and the Indians need a timeout. As they take a timeout, we will too. 7-0 Miners, you're listening to WSMI. following the timeout. Shannon Bowman has come into the lineup for the Indians. He'll immediately lose the ball. It's a loose ball, tied up. Jump ball arrow gives the ball back to the Miners, so that'll be turnover number 5 on Pawnee. As Shelby Taylor comes into the lineup for GHS, she'll play the point guard position. They'll swing it off to Emily Schmidt, who's also entered the lineup. She's over on the left wing. They'll go inside to Keaton Link. Back up, and it is up and good by Shelby Taylor. Taylor just inside the free throw line. As once again, the Miners putting on a tough defense. And the shot is up. The steal is good. The basket is missed, but Niemeyer's there for the putback. So give Taylor credit for the takeaway. Her shot wouldn't go, but Niemeyer was there to pick her up. As for Paige, her first 2 points of the game. She's averaging about 16 points a game. Miners come up with yet another steal. 7 turnovers. Back the other way they'll go, and it'll be a double dribble call against the Miners. Their first turnover. And so Pawnee will bring Abby Barrington in to the lineup as they will inbound in front of the stage over on the far side. Adcock to toss it in. It's taken right out of the hands by the Miners. Taylor looking inside, passes into a crowd. The Pawnee Indians come away with it. Now Taylor takes the ball right away again. So turnovers, beginning turnovers, it's 11-0 in favor of the Miners. As Niemeyer goes to the hole, she's hacked in the act, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2. Red 52 is Savannah Bowman, 5'9 junior, getting the foul called against her. Niemeyer to the free throw line. She'll shoot 2. Her first one's up, catches back iron, kicks out. She'll get another one. Paige, 5'9 senior. One hands it, then eyes it, then tries it, then buys it. 3 points on the night for Paige Niemeyer. Miners continuing that full court pressure. Indians this time break the press. Good job there by Whitney Pascoe. Now as they get the ball down the sideline, it's going to be poke checked out of bounds. It'll remain Pawnee ball. Hannah Adcock will trigger it in at the free throw line extended over on the far side by the stage. Indians in their red uniforms. They are heading from left to right or towards the east end as Haley Meyer comes into the ball game for Coach Haley Cannata as Bowman will have a seat. Pawnee will inbound again. It comes in to Pascoe. She'll roll dribble back to the midcourt area. Now she'll pass it off. Shots up. No good. Over on the side, it was Kern trying to get a shot to drop. It wouldn't go. They'll go the other way. Spin move up under the basket too far. It won't go. Shot not made by Keaton Link. She gets a second attempt. It won't go either. Now the Indians coming back the other way. It's going to be stolen. Nope. Niemeyer got a hand on it, but couldn't control it. Now it is the Indians coming back down, penetrating. Shot up and off to the left. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Avery Kern touched it last for the Pawnee Indians. Coach applauding that effort. Paige Langheim coming back into the game as Abby Barrington will have a seat. 3:17 to go in the first quarter. Clock runs as the Miners bring the ball down the floor, leading 12-0. Taylor with a lead pass over on the wing to Hayes. Michaela Hayes inside goes to Niemeyer. Niemeyer with a nice spin across the front of the rim. 5 points on the night for Niemeyer. 14-0 is the Miner lead. Pascal gets away from the bunch. She'll head to the glass. It won't go. A little bit too hard as she fights for the rebound. She was coming in from out of bounds but did not get her position established. So, therefore, it goes as an out of bounds against Pawnee. And the ball will go back over to Gillespie. Coach Gray already getting a lot of players in here. Michaela Hayes over on one wing. Down in the corner it goes to Keaton Link. They'll try to skip pass across and throw it away. As the Indians will go the other way looking for their first basket, it's not there. Shot would come up short for Pascoe. Back goes Niemeyer the other way. She'll drive, then kick it off on the wing to Hayes. Her baseline jumper is good. Michaela Hayes, the 5'6 freshman, gets two on the baseline. Now Taylor with a steal. Her shot will not go. She gets her own rebound. Second shot won't go because she got fouled. Good second effort there by Taylor. She will send her to the free throw line as the foul will go against Haley Meyer. Meyer will pick up her first. Shelby will shoot two. First one comes up short. She'll get another one. As Barber's coming back into the game, as is Mix, as is Jarman, as is Sydney Byers. Taylor's second free throw, it's no good either. However, the Miners come away with the rebound as Jarman does the honors. The shot is up and it comes up short. This time, it is Hannah Adcock who comes out with authority. She's driving down the floor using her free forearm to create a little space, as they say. Well, baseline jumper is up and no good, but the Indians are able to grab their own rebound. Three-point shot. This one's offline as well. Goes out of bounds. Goes over to the Miners. You can tell that the Indians are rather frustrated at this point. Grace Bertolino going to come into the lineup for GHS as Taylor will have a seat. And it looks like Jarman is going to get a break as well, as it'll be Niemeyer coming in to take care of her. I'm not sure if Jarman didn't have bloody lip or something there. She's going to go into the locker room and get tended to. Let's hope it's nothing serious. The pass goes into Niemeyer, who'll stop and pop from 14. It comes up a little bit short. There's Byers to come away with the rebound. She'll give the ball back to Niemeyer. Niemeyer goes strong to the hole for her seventh point of the game. Page with three field goals, one for two from the free throw line, 7 points for the 5'9 senior, 18-0 Gillespie with the lead. Back the other way, the Indians with 1:19 to go, still looking for their first points of the game. They'll toss the ball over on the wing. It's going to be deflected and stolen. Nope. It looked like the Miners are going to be able to control it, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mackenzie Mix. She helps the opponent up off the floor. And Pawnee will inbound with 1:11 to go in the first quarter, trailing 18-0. Savannah Bowman looking to come back into the lineup. Shot is deflected off of Adcock, and the Miners come away with it. Back the other way, it is Grace Bertolino. She's heading to the hole. Now she's heading to the free throw line. That's Pawnee going to be called for the foul. Bertolino did a good job there of just simply lowering the shoulder and saying, I'm going to the basket. Foul goes on Hannah Adcock, will be her first. Bertolino's free throws up, and it rolls in. Grace, a 5'4 freshman, gets the first one to drop. She'll get another one. He'll take a few dribbles. Hyatt, try it. Oh, can't buy it. Comes up short, but Niemeyer comes up with a rebound. She is surrounded by three Indians, and she gets the ball out to Bertolino. Back up top to Barber. They'll reverse it around to Mix. Her shot no good. Barber comes up with the rebound. Goes over her hands, but last touch by Pawnee. So with 49 seconds to go, Niemeyer will have a seat. And coming back into the lineup is Riley Jarman. So she's none the worse for the wear, thank goodness. She'll be the trigger person here as the Miners will inbound under their own basket. 49 seconds to go until the end of the first quarter. It comes in to Bertolino. Grace gives it into the corner to Barber. Barber goes inside to Jarman. Jarman goes straight to the hole and gets hacked in the act. And so Riley Jarman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul will go against Savannah Bowman. It'll be her second. Jarman's first free throw hits back iron and kicks off. She'll get another one. Jarman, the 5'9 junior. 1 for 3, make it 2 for 4 from the charity stripe as her second one drops through true. So she has 4 points, and it's a 20-0 lead for the Miners here in the first quarter. Indians still looking to see if they can get those first points. Langheim with the ball over in the corner has the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee ball with 33 seconds to go. Adcock wants to come back into the ball game. She'll replace Bowman for the Pawnee Indians. Pawnee decked out in their red uniforms with the blue numerals, blue and white trim. He'll get the ball in to Whitney Pascoe. Pascoe has the ball between the circles as we go inside 30 seconds. Her pass is deflected and stolen away by the Miners. Barber's going to stop and throw it away underneath as she was wanting to hit a receiver on the cross-court pass, but nobody was there except the Indians. However, the Indians, as soon as they get hold of the ball, they lose their momentum, travel, 10 turnovers on Pawnee already. So Gillespie will inbound with 21 seconds to go. She'll throw it in to Jarman, then goes back over to Barber. Baseline jumper, no good. Coming down with a rebound, Pawnee. They'll kick it over on the wing to Langheim. Langheim's going to go coast to coast. Oh, almost got it. This time she does, as Langheim could not get the first shot to drop. She stayed with it, got the rebound, and put it back in. Makes it 20-2. Long three-pointer by Jarman at the buzzer is no good. So after one period of play here in game number two, it is Gillespie 20, Pawnee 2. Back after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, bringing you game two of a triple header on WSMI tonight. If there's one thing you could say that went wrong for the Gillespie Miners in the first quarter, would be the fact that they missed more free throws than they made. They were 4-for-10 from the free throw line, but that's about it as far as negativity. As everything else has gone right, they have been hustling, swarming defense, created 10 turnovers, scored 20 points, and lead 20-2 as we go into quarter number two. With the ball is Niemeyer. She'll drive down to the basket. It goes a little hard off the glass. Will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Avery Kern. Shots up on the other end and no good. Coming away with the rebound is Schmidt. Schmidt gets the ball forward to Keaton Link. Link's shot's no good. Schmidt follows it up, and she gets the shot to drop. Emily Schmidt doing what you need to do. You pass to the shooter, then you follow the pass to the basket. Got the rebound, got the putback. It's 22-2. Back the other way, open man underneath, a little bit late on the pass. The Miners come away with it. 12th turnover of the game on Pawnee. Halpin, with the ball, tries to get it in to Niemeyer. It's deflected back to Halpin. She says, why not try to shoot it? She does. It won't go in. On the rebound is Langheim. Almost over and back, but I think when it's 22-2, they're not going to be too particular about that. Now Niemeyer comes up with a steal. She has to chase it down. She'll go through the basket, off the glass with the left hand, and it's good. Paige Niemeyer with her 9th point of the game makes it 24-2. Whitney Pascoe with the ball has it stolen on the pass as the Miners just relentless on the defense. Shot is up and good. This time it is Keaton Link doing the honors. Link comes up with her first points of the game. She is the 9th Miner to score as we have played but 10 minutes. Now foul going to be called on Halpin as she was reaching in. On Macy, that'll be her first. On the Miners, that will be their first. Pawnee has committed 5 fouls in the first half, but they will inbound in front of the Gillespie bench. Hedcock gets the ball in. Well, she almost did. Pascal had it deflected by Keaton Link, and go out of bounds and still be Pawnee ball. This time they'll get it into Pascal. She'll go across midcourt, being guarded closely there by Halpin. She'll swing the pass the other way. Oh, nice ball reversal. Got it around to the other side. Barrington's shot, however, is blocked out of the air by Niemeyer, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee ball. That's the best ball movement that Pawnee's had all night, though, as they reverse the ball from one side to the other. Now shot off the glass. Too long, too strong. Niemeyer comes away with it. She gets out ahead of the crowd. This time she'll take a right-hand layup and make it just as well as the left. Niemeyer with 4 points in the quarter, 11 points in the game. 28-2 is the Miner lead. Pascoe on the dribble. Has the ball stolen once again. And it's going to be taken by Niemeyer, who will put the left-hand layup up. One from the left, one from the right. Now another from the left. 6 in the quarter, 13 in the game for Paige Niemeyer. 5:20 to go till halftime. Halpin getting away with a little bit of a bump out there in midcourt. Baseline jumper's up, and no good by Pascoe. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to say last touch by Pawnee, so the ball will go back over to Gillespie, who leads 30-2. And the winner, of course, moves on to semifinal action tomorrow night, where they'll take on the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers. Cavaliers at 18-9. Gillespie came into tonight's game with a 12-11 record. Halpin dribbles the ball off of an Indian foot, but they'll call the turnover. Ball will go back over to Pawnee. That's one of the few miscues for the Miners tonight. They have five turnovers. They have forced a dozen. Byers comes in as well as Bertolino. Jarman back in the lineup. And Shelby Taylor in the lineup as well for Coach Kevin Gray. They'll steal the ball once again on a lazy lob pass and bring it back the other way. Jarman with a point. This is to Bertolino. Inside they'll go. Shots up and good. And the basket goes to Mackenzie Mix, who picks up her second bucket of the night. Now the Miners take it away again. 14th turnover of the game. Lead pass a little bit too far for Bertolino. She slides on her belly as the ball goes out of bounds. Allison Baker into the lineup for Pawnee. She'll return to the lineup, as will Haley Meyer. 4:30 and counting. 32-2 is the Miner lead. Pascal driving down the left side. Kicks it back up top to Kern. Kern trying to go inside. They lost the handle. Ball went out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Miners. Good hustle there by Shelby Taylor. It'll go out of bounds to the Indians. Hadcock will bring it in to Kern. Her shot's going to be blocked, and a foul going to be called on the play. This one will go against Sydney Byers. Byers will pick up her first. And to the free throw line will go Avery Kern. Kern will shoot two. First trip to the charity stripe for the Indians. The first one bounces out. She'll get another. At the 4:19 mark, she'll spin that ball on her hands, bend those knees, high it, try it, and buy it. Good job there by Avery Kern, the 5'8 junior. She picks up her first point of the game, makes it 32-3. Bertolino with the ball, she'll drive to the lane, then kick out on the wing to Mix. Mix back to Bertolino for three, comes up short. They're going to let it go out of bounds, it will, and go over to the Pawnee Indians. 4:04 showing on the second quarter clock. 32-3 is the Miner lead. Indians get the ball across midcourt. Kern is double-teamed. She's going to lose the ball. Well, they thought she was going to lose the ball. Byers picked it up, and she had two Indians there who were also getting a hand on the ball. Arrow favors Gillespie, however. So that'll be turnover number 15 on PHS. The Pawnee Indians from the Sangamo Conference. Back the other way go the Miners. Excuse me, they're in the Prairie State. And it is Byers who comes up with a baseline jumper. It rattles around and goes down for Sydney Byers. She'll pick up her first 2 points of the game. And back the other way goes Pawnee, trailing 34-3. In a double team. And the ball's taken away by Taylor off to Bertolino, off the glass, and good. Bertolino got the easy two. However, on the play, it would appear that Jarman may have got an elbow in the mouth as well. Turnover number 16 on the Indians. They'll go the other way. Inside move made and a foul called on Gillespie, as this one will go against the Mackenzie Mix. She'll pick up her first. Send to the free throw line, Haley Meyer, the 5'6 sophomore. Meyer's going to shoot a pair with 3:03 to go till halftime. She'll eye it. She'll try it. Nope, she can't buy it. It kicks off the side, and she'll get another one. She'll toe that line, spin that ball, 2 or 3 dribbles. Now she'll eye it. Now she'll try it. Nope, can't buy that one either. Meyer comes away with the rebound. She'll kick it off to Mix. Mix will bring it down. Whoop, almost lost the ball. She's able to regain control and give it over to Jarman. Jarman's going to stop and pop the elbow. It doesn't go, as that ball was deflected by Kern. The Indians come away with it, trailing 36-3. Long pass over the head of Pascal and out of bounds. Turnover number 17. Scored 3 points, made 17 turnovers. It's been a long night for the Pawnee Indians, and we have not even reached halftime. They have a record this season of 3-20, and the Miners with a 12-11 record. pass to Bertolino. She had to go chase it down, did a good job. Now she'll drive baseline, reverse layup, will not go. Coming up with a rebound is going to be Hannah Adcock, and Bertolino is going to get caught with her hand in the cookie jar, reaching in for the foul. That'll be her first, team's fourth. We have a line change for the Miners again, as Halpin and Niemeyer will come back in with Barber. They'll also bring Hannah Barrett in with them, as well as Michaela Hayes. So Hayes and Barrett back in there in the back end. Barrett, of course, is playing the bottom, guarding on a man-to-man, and they'll go back the other way. Shots up and good by Avery Kern. Kern just simply kept taking it to the hole, and good things happen when you do that. Hannah Barrett, as we said, with the ball. She's a 5'4 freshman. She'll stop in the lane. Tried to find Niemeyer, but the pass was out of control and out of bounds. So everybody getting in on the action for the Gillespie Miners tonight. I'm glad I'm sitting up here away from the bench. Coach might be tempted to put me in. Not in any event, 1:45 to go till halftime. 36-5 is the Miner lead. On the drive is Kern. Off the glass, no good. Barber with a block on it. Barrett comes up with a rebound. They'll go back the other way as Barrett has it on the drive. They'll come back and drive to the hole, and then they'll stop, and then they'll swing it back over. Barrett for three. Oh, nope, just inside the three-point line. Halpin is going to get the two on it. I thought that was Barrett, but I believe that was Halpin who got the points there. Yes, she'll get her fourth, will Macy Halpin. So we're down to the final minute, and it is 38-5. Shot is blocked by the Miners, and back the other way comes Halpin. She's got Niemeyer out in front of her. She'll lead her to the basket, to the hole, and it's good. Niemeyer gets her 8th point of the quarter, her 15th point of the game. Halpin gets an outstanding assist on the play. 45 seconds to go till halftime. 40-5 is our score. Foul going to be called against Niemeyer, reaching in, trying to get one more possession there. Instead, she'll pick up the foul, her first 15 foul against the Miners. 41 seconds to go. 40-5 is our score. Indians will inbound as Kern is going to drive to the hole, off the glass, and good. Avery Kern, she's found a way to get to the basket for a couple of buckets. She's also got a free throw. She's leading the way with 5 of the 7 points for Pawnee. Down to the final 25 seconds, as Barrett has the ball off the Halpin baseline. This one's offline. Barber's going to chase it down. Niemeyer will get there first. She'll lose control, however, and now we're going to have a couple of bodies, 3 bodies down on the floor fighting for the ball. Halpin was there, as well as Langheim. That'll be a jump ball. It'll favor Pawnee. So with 11 seconds to go, trailing 40-7, Pawnee will get the ball back for maybe one more shot this quarter. They'll give it off to Whitney Pasco. Pasco's going to bring the ball across midcourt. She's going to swing it over to the right side. Now back to the inside it goes. Kern with a shot up. It will not go. She gets the rebound. Puts it in on the buzzer. Well, Pawnee needed something good to happen right before halftime, and it did, as it is Avery Kern picking up the bucket. She has 7 points here at halftime. 40-9 is the Gillespie lead. We'll be back with some halftime stuff after these messages on WSMI. Gillespie gets the ball here to start the third quarter. They'll be heading from left to right. They'll take the ball inside immediately and give it off to Mackenzie Mix. Her shot is blocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Gillespie. Nope, now the other official is going to overrule him and say it will indeed still be Gillespie ball, which I believe is probably the right call. We want to thank Rob Corso for stopping by and giving us a few minutes of his time. Outstanding young bunch of ladies playing for the Purple Panthers this year indeed. Paige Niemeyer pumps off a defender, bounces out with a little fadeaway for her 17th point of the night, makes it 42-9. Reminder, this is only the second game of our triple hitter. As soon as this one's over, we'll be going to boys basketball as the Litchfield Boys Purple Panthers will be taking on the Lincoln Wood Lancers. That game coming your way somewhere around 9 o'clock as soon as we get out of here. It is 42-9. We've played 1 minute into the third quarter. Barber with the ball over on the wing. She'll give it off to Jarman. Jarman goes inside and then kicks it back up top. Niemeyer with the ball goes down in the corner to Jarman. Jarman shots up, no good. Coming away with a rebound of the Pawnee Indians. They're going to force the action, go the other way, off the glass, shot won't go. Paige Langheim did a good job getting to the hole, just couldn't finish. Back the other way, it'll be Riley Jarman, and Jarman will give the ball over on the other side. It'll go up top to Halpin, now to Barber. Barber's pass is deflected, but Niemeyer's there to save it. At the elbow, she passes up a shot, and instead gives the ball over on the wing to Jarman. Jarman's shot will not go, but the putback is up, and it's good by Mackenzie Mix. Mix with 6 points on the game. It was 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's 44-9. Gillespie with the lead. Shot inside the three-point line, comes up, rims out. Fighting for the rebound is Paige Langheim, and the Indians get another shot at it. They'll fire up from 15 feet over the left side. Shot won't go. Rebound's there. It won't go. Second rebound. It rolls off too. Avery Kern was trying her best to get that ball to go in that basket. It would not do so, but she'll go to the free throw line as the foul will be called against Riley Jarman. Jarman will pick up her first. Avery Kern, 1 for 2 from the charity stripe. She has 7 points, and she'll get the opportunity to shoot two right here. First one's up, and the first one's good. She will get a second one. As, let's see, Haley Myers coming into the ball game. Allison Baker's going to have a seat. Looks like Whitney Pasco is back in there. Second free throw. It's good as well. Avery Kern is now 3 for 4 from the free throw line. She has 9 of the 11 points for Pawnee. 44-11. Niemeyer spins, gives to Barber off the glass, and good. Abby Barber with her first points of the game. As she put that one up off the glass on the right side, just a nice quick spin to the bucket for Abby Barber. Back the other way, it's going to be Haley Meyer with a shot that will not go. She'll try the putback. It won't go. Barber comes up with the rebound. She'll kick it out to Niemeyer. Niemeyer, even though the numbers aren't there, she'll go to the basket, put it off the glass, and good. Niemeyer, not fearful that the numbers weren't there, said, I can take it to the bucket for my 19th point. She has 19, 48-11. Inside, the Indians will go to the basket. The shot won't go, but they'll go to the free throw line because there was a foul on the play. Avery Kern, going strong to the bucket, will now go to the free throw line as the foul will go against Mackenzie Mix. That'll be her second. Kern makes the first free throw. She's figured it out. They can't block free throws. She's now hit 4 in a row. See if she can make it 5. 10 points on the night for the 5'8 junior. She'll try it. It'll kick back iron, but she'll fight. Nope, can't get the rebound. Back the other way goes Nima. She'll go dribbling down the left side to the hole, to the glass, and to the net. Paige Niemeyer with 6 in the quarter, 21 in the game. 50-12 as we're just inside the 5-minute mark of quarter number 3. Miners in command of this one. They will move on to the semifinals tomorrow night, where they will take on the 4th-seeded Carlinville Cavaliers. Carlinville, 18-9 record. As Langheim's going to get a break, and Kern's going to get a break as well. And Pascal comes back into the ball game, and also coming back in is Barrington. Pascal given over on the wing to Adcock. Hannah holds the ball high above her head. Now they'll try to pass cross court, but Abby Barber with a steal. She'll try to go to the basket. She has the ball stripped. She'll pick it up, spin right back around, so that's okay. I'll make the bucket anyway. Abby, the 5'10 senior, has 4 points, all coming here in the third quarter. 52-12 is a 40-point advantage for the Gillespie Miners. Shot is offline, and Barber comes up with a rebound. And the Miners, Riley Jarman, will take it back the other way. To Halpin it goes, inside to Niemeyer. Niemeyer off the glass, and Paige Niemeyer. 8 points in the quarter, 23 points on the night. 54-12 as Coach Kevin Gray gets ready for a mass substitution over on the sideline. Back here is Hannah Adcock with a nice pass cross court to Barrington. She corrals it. And she tries to toss it back up top. It's deflected out of bounds by Niebuhr. Shelby Taylor's going to come into the ball game, as is Emily Schmidt, and Keith Link. And who's the other one out there? That's Michaela Hayes. Hayes on the defense for Pascal. Pascal has the ball, gives it over to Adcock. Hannah takes one dribble and then kicks it back out top. They'll reset with 3-3-3 showing on the third quarter clock. 54-12. Pascal with the ball. Going to give it off to Avery Kern. Kern will go back up front. She'll pick up her dribble and tries to dish it off, and it'll go out of bounds through the hands of the receiver for turnover number 18. Gillespie will get the ball back with 3:18 to go. Shelby Taylor brings it down on the dribble. She looks over to one wing and finds Emily Schmidt. She'll get the ball back and swing it to the other wing to Michaela Hayes. Hayes looking inside for Niemeyer. Now they'll go inside to Keaton, back to Niemeyer, and it's good. Paige Niemeyer putting together quite a quarter, but she has 10 points in the quarter, 25 points for the game. 25 points to lead the way for the Miners, Paige Niemeyer. Back the other way, it's Whitney Pascal. Up top to Adcock for three. Back iron, kicked out, into the corner it goes, out of bounds. Last touch by Pawnee. Meyer's going to take a seat as Langheim's back into the lineup for Pawnee. Paige Langheim, a 5'7", well, maybe 5'8", junior. Skip pass. Over to Schmidt. Back to Taylor, and Shelby takes it to the hole. Nice move there by Shelby Taylor. She picks up her second bucket of the game, give her 4 points, makes it 58-12 as we hit the two-minute mark of the third quarter. Trying for the steal with Keaton Link. Almost got a hand instead of the ball. No foul called, so they'll play on. Now a turnover, number 819, will give the ball to Gillespie. They will turn right back around and give the ball back to Pawnee. Pawnee can't do anything with it. Schmidt takes it down the other end. She can't do anything with it as her shot comes up short. 100 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pawnee trailing by 46. It's 58-12. Schmidt almost had another steal. However, it's deflected and then taken away and a timeout called by Pawnee. As Pawnee calls the timeout, we'll take a break too. 1:37 to go, third quarter. 58-12 Gillespie. You're listening to WFMI. Following the timeout, the Indians will inbound. They'll get it in to Allison Baker. Baker between the circles is going to give the ball off to Whitney Pascal. Pascal goes inside to Kern. Kern can't get a shot, so she'll kick it off to Hannah Adcock. Adcock's shot goes out of bounds as it was a little bit short, kicked off the baseline. Before anybody could get to it, it goes out of bounds over to Gillespie. Shelby Taylor, the 5'4 freshman, brings it down on a dribble. She'll get off to Schmidt. Now the shot is up by Keaton Link. It rattles around and rolls out. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the orange and black. So Pawnee will inbound as we're into the final minute of the third quarter. 58-12 is our count. Whitney Pascal drives into the lane and then decides she better back out. Now she tries to thread the needle. Can't get the pass through there as Keaton Link comes up with the steal. Turnover number 20 on PHS. Taylor with a shot off the glass. No good. She'll get her own rebound. Shelby will bring it out, set it up. Give it off to Schmidt. Emily will shoot a baseline jumper from 12, and it's good. Emily Schmidt with her second bucket of the game. Gives her 4 points. Makes it 60-12. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Reminder, as soon as this game is over, continuing on WSMI, boys basketball coming up next. Litchfield and Lincolnwood will be doing battle from Raymond tonight. Broadcast scheduled to come your way at about 9 o'clock. Pete Tote will have the call of that one. Now the Indians try that skip pass. It doesn't work. Once again, the Miners get the steal. They'll go the other end. Shot no good on the buzzer. And after three quarters of play, it is Gillespie 60, Pawnee 12. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WFMI. As we look ahead, I want to remind what you have going on not only tonight, but tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll go back here to the 2A Litchfield Regional where it will be semifinal action Game 1 will see Auburn taking on North Mac at 6 o'clock. Game 2 will have Carlinville taking on, in all likelihood, it's going to be Gillespie. Those games coming to you, both of those games, on WSMI FM 106.1 and on WSMIRadio.com. Also tomorrow night, we'll go to the 1A Nokomis Regional, where Nokomis will take on Springfield Lutheran. That game scheduled to start at about 9 o'clock. It, too, will come your way on WSMI FM 106.1 and on WSMIRadio.com. Questions? Concerns? Can't keep it all straight? No problem. Just go to WSMIRadio.com for our entire updated schedule. Following the timeout, we're back to live action and headed to fourth quarter play as the Pawnee Indians will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They made but three free throws in the third quarter, going 3 for 4, did not make a field goal in the quarter. Avery Kern leading the way for them with 10 points. And Paige Langheim with the other 2 points. Now they'll get the ball and shoot from the baseline, far side. Byers' shot's no good. They'll fight for it underneath. Byers is in there, coming away with it, however, is going to be Riley Jarman for the Miners. They'll head the other way. Halpin with 4 points on the game, as well as Shelby Taylor. She has four as well. 4 points also for Riley Jarman as we go into the fourth quarter. Barber with the ball in the quarter. 25 points, as we said, for Niemeyer. Oh, what a spin move there as that one came off of Riley Jarman as she made a swift spin move to the basket. Outstanding play. Gives her 6 points on the game. Now the Miners almost come up with another steal. However, the Indians are able to maintain it. They'll fire a long three. It'll come up short. They'll fight for the rebound, but it'll go out of bounds before anybody can control it. It'll go over to the Miners. So the Miners with a 20-point first quarter, a 20-point second quarter, and you guessed it, a 20-point third quarter to get their 60 points. They've added two more here in the fourth quarter. Just about everybody who's gotten on the floor has gotten in the scoring book for the Miners tonight. They lead this one by 50 points, 62-12. Abby Barber with a little turnaround jumper from 15 feet. She has 6 points, makes it 64-12. The Miners, as we said, 4 for 10 from the free throw line in the first quarter. Since then, they haven't shot one. They haven't needed to shoot one, as they've had everything going pretty much their way all night long. And they are headed for a semifinal match tomorrow night against the Carlinville Cavaliers. And right now, I think the main thing that Coach Gray wants to make sure is that he keeps everybody healthy for that semifinal contest against Carlinville. It'll come your way at 7:30 tomorrow night. Pawnee with a shot that's up to no good, but the rebound is good by Hannah Adcock. Hannah's been hanging around the basket all night long. Finally, she gets a shot to drop. Her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 64-14. Now the Miners almost gave it away, but the loose ball is corralled by Barber. She'll go back down, put it off the glass. No good. They'll fight for the rebound. And they're going to say, let them play. The Indians have come away with it. Things getting kind of loose out there a little bit. And a shot is up by Abby Barrington. Comes off the side of the backboard, and she corrals it. She has 1 foot inbounds. Problem was, the other foot was out of bounds. So the ball will go back over to Gillespie with 5:25 to go. Into Jarman, back to Bertolino. Grace, a 5'4 freshman, brings the ball down and gives it off on the wing to Mackenzie Mix. Mix to Barber, Barber to the lane. She'll give it back to Mix. Mackenzie with a bounce pass that got out of control and was stolen away. Turnover number 9 on GHS. Back the other way, it's Barrington with a baseline jumper. Nope, she couldn't get the shot to go because there was a foul on the play. They're going to say she wasn't in shooting mode. They'll call Mix on the foul, I do believe. That will be her third. And the Indians will inbound under their own basket. They'll bring it in way out top, giving it in to Barrington. Barrington into the corner to Adcock. She'll drive baseline, nothing there. Byers comes away with a steal. Turnover number 21. That's unofficial. on Pawnee. So they have 14 points and 21 turnovers, and Barber with a baseline jumper, and it's good. Abby simply waited over on the backside baseline, about 6 feet out. The skip pass got her, got to her, and she simply deposited for her fourth point of the quarter, her eighth point of the game. Now the Indians come down and throw it away in the far corner. So the Miners will get the ball back. 4:33 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Litchfield Boys and Lincolnwood coming up next. Into the corner, it goes to Byers. Now to Jarman. Now loose ball on the floor. Watch out. Don't get those arms tangled up where you get that hand pulled. Back the other way comes Pawnee. As they will pass it into the corner. Off for a jumper by Meyer. No, she instead will give it off for the baseline jumper by Barrington. It won't go. Coming up with a rebound is McKenzie Mix. Inside 4 minutes, we now go 66-14. A 52-point lead for Gillespie. Over on the wing to Mix. Mix dishes it off to Jarman. Jarman to the hole, rolls around, won't go down. Back the other way, they'll go. Indians looking to see if they can get a little bit of offense coming here in the fourth quarter. 2-7-3-2. That's their scoring in each quarter. 3-20 on the season. They would sure like to see if they could get a double-digit quarter here in the final period of the season. Three-point attempt is up and good. That will help as Whitney Pasco gets bottom of the net. First tray of the day for Pawnee. And we'll have a timeout just for substitution. So with 3:07 to go, Gillespie will inbound the ball after they get a few more substitutes in. Barrett coming into the ball game. Hannah, 5'4 freshman for GHS. Macy Halpin up there too. They go inside to Niemeyer. She'll switch on the going to passing mode, tossing the ball over to Keaton Link. Link's shot is no good. Goes out of bounds off of the Miners. It'll be Indians ball. Pawnee will inbound. They'll get it in to Whitney Pasco. Pasco will bring the ball across the midcourt line on a dribble. She'll dish it off to Kern. Kern loses control, but she's able to dish it out to Pasco before she loses it. High off the backboard, shot's no good. Langheim with the rebound. She'll turn, she'll shoot, it rolls around, and kicks out. Been that kind of a night for the Pawnee Indians. Even when they get a good shot, they can't get a good result. Barrett kicks it over on the wing to Michaela Hayes. Hayes goes inside to Niemeyer. She'll stop and pop and get the shot to drop. 27 points on the night for Paige Niemeyer. 2:14 and the clock is running. 68-17 is the Miner lead. With a dribble is Whitney Pasco. She'll go down in the corner to Hannah Adcock. Adcock facing a double team. Loses her dribble. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll skip the ball across to Pasco. Pasco on the dribble, going to kick it out top. She'll give it to Paige Langheim. Langheim is going to go down the lane and fire it up off the glass. No, cuts the back iron instead. Loose ball, they're fighting for it on the floor, and the Miners have come away with it. Halpin dishes it ahead to Niemeyer. Niemeyer's got numbers, but she says let's slow it up this time. Paige kicks it over to Halpin on the wing. Back to Niemeyer and to Barrett. Now back to Niemeyer, off the glass, rolls around, won't go down this time. Hannah Adcock coming up with the rebound for PHS. She'll bring the ball down on the dribble as we go down to a minute 15. Take it over on the wing to Pasco. Pasco going to lose control of the ball for turnover number 23. Back the other way go the Miners as we hit the final minute. And it is Barrett who comes up with a little baseline J over on the right side. Hannah Barrett, the 5'4 freshman. She's on the board with her first two. Makes it 70-17. Now we had two of them knock heads together, and I think the officials would be well served here to stop play, but they're going to let play stop. No, they were going to play it on. Now she's hurting as Avery Kern conked heads with one of the Miners, and I think it shocked her as much as anything else. She's going to head off to the locker room and get some assistance. as they'll have a replacement in for her and have a concerned parent who's heading down there. Didn't see any blood coming, but that doesn't mean it didn't hurt anyway. They're going to stop the action, and they're going to call. They're going to count that basket or not? Now, the officials are conferring as to whether or not to count the basket, which is a technicality. What is 70-17? I don't know whether it's really that important whether or not you count the basket, but whoever scored the point would like the basket to count. And I'm not sure who it was that scored the point. I have no idea who scored the point. Well, I guess maybe I'm not supposed to know. In any event, it is 72-17. Pawnee with the ball. Shot is up and good by Hannah Adcock. She's come up with 4 points here in the fourth quarter. And that makes it 72-19 as the ball will go into the corner. They'll go throw it around the perimeter. Halpin will pass up on the shot. They will let the clock run out, and Gillespie will take a 72-19 victory in round one of the Litchfield Regional. They will move on to semifinal action, will the Gillespie Miners, where tomorrow night at 7:30, they will take on the Carlinville Cavaliers in semifinal game number two. Semifinal game number one tomorrow night, we'll see Auburn take on North Mac. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI.